One Wisconsin 14-year-old has had an unconventional road to learning how to drive. Despite not yet having her license, she's been behind the wheel of a variety of vehicles since she was three, from go-karts to ATVs to now a Midwest mod. She's taken many top 10 finishes in this last year, her official rookie year, including a first-place win in the 41st Punky Manor Challenge at Red Cedar Speedway, making her the first female driver and the youngest ever to win that race. Kennedy Swan is a Midwest modified race car driver from Chippewa Falls. She currently ranks in second place out of 130 rookie WSOTA Midwest mod racers from across the country. I talked to her last week. Kennedy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, how did you first get started racing, you know, racing anything in the first place?
Well, my dad used to race a Midwest mod and an A mod. And with that, he put me into go-karts. And then I raced that for, I think, about 8 years. And once I turned 13, I went to a Midwest mod.
And let's talk about Midwest mod. For people not familiar with it, what does that mean?
It's a race car.
Mm-hmm.
A 350 Chevy motor. I have an SSR car. I guess that's really it.
Sure. So you've moved from go-karts. You've done, I think, ATVs and other vehicles. What do you like about Midwest mod driving? Is that more fun than your past experiences?
Yes, it is. I feel like it is a lot more harder to drive, I think, personally. But it's just the way the car is and how fast it'll go and just how it works really interests me. And it really... I have a lot of adrenaline with it.
How fast does it go? What kind of speeds are we talking about here?
Okay, well, the average is probably 70 miles an hour. That's like around average, but it can go more. It can go less. It depends what kind of track you're racing at and what, like, if it's hammer down or if it's dry slick. It just depends.
Yeah, and what kind of shapes of tracks are we talking? Circles, ovals, or like kind of a street track? What does it look like?
It's an oval shaped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you said the adrenaline gets going, but in a fun way, right?
Yes.
It sounds a little scary to me. I don't know. Was there a point where like, oh, this is kind of scary, or were you just right into it?
Right away, jumping from a go-kart to a Midwest mod was a bit... It was a little bit scary just because it was a lot bigger and a lot more complicated. And I was, when the first time I went out, I was scared I was going to hit someone or something.
Now, you aren't old enough to have, you know, a license to go out and drive on a road, but you have a lot of experience driving. Do you remember your first experiences behind a wheel? What was it like, that learning curve at a younger age?
Well, my first time behind like a wheel, which is when I was five, I really don't remember much.
Sure.
I remember, though, the first time we went to the racetrack, I wouldn't get in my go-kart. I was too scared of it. And so somebody else went out and just to test it, make sure everything's stable and stuff. Well, I got more mad because someone was in my cart. I iced raced then that winter. And I was racing again at a 50 four-wheeler going against 90s. And so I took last, and I was very upset that I did not win and that I took last. And so we went ice racing for the year. And then that next summer, then I went to my go-kart, and it was just wide open from there.
Are you generally a pretty competitive person, or is it only in racing? Like, if I played a game of cards with you or something, you'd be pretty competitive?
Yeah, I'm very competitive.
Now, I understand you do some, physical exercise, weightlifting and stuff in order to be able to handle the car. What is your training regimen like?
Okay, well, I've done CrossFit since I was in sixth grade, but I recently stopped mid-summer, beginning summer, to go to the YMCA to work out on my own and so I can go more hours or more days. I'll usually work out four times a week.
You don't just drive the car. I understand you do maintenance on it. What kind of work do you do to keep the car in good shape?
So if I get in a crash, I got a lot of body work, tin work. I do air filters, oil them, clean them, wash down the car, wash tires, nut and bolt, lube and clean. There's if anything is broken, then we do that. I'll put on tires, clean out the trailer. I'll change oil. So it just depends. Those are just like, those are the main stuff that we do on a daily basic. But if something gets wrecked or stuff, we'll have to do more.
Now, I think if you said race car driver to somebody, they'd picture, well, one, an adult, and two, probably a guy. What is it like for you being, you know, a 14-year-old girl in the racing world?
It's actually, it's pretty cool, actually. I like being that I'm in a male dominant sport, and I'm not the only girl, but I am a girl in it. And there's a lot of other girls, but not as many as men. So it's really cool to see like that I'm doing pretty good and that I'm beating them.
And I understand you are beating people. You're having a pretty successful year as a rookie. How are things going?
Everything's going really good. I wasn't going to be much better than I was last year. And well, that was not true. And I raced over like 55 shows this year, and I've had a lot of top 10s, over 40 of them. And that's just something that I did not think that was going to happen.
You know, I wonder, you're performing at a high level here. You've got the adrenaline going, making those tough decisions. Do you think this helps you in your non-racing life? Like, does this help you in your daily life?
Yes, I really do. It helps me stay humble to everyone. It helps a lot. It does.
So what is your, I know you're 14. I don't want to have you chart out your full life right here, but what are your thoughts on what your future in racing could look like?
Man, I really don't know. but I really hope that I want people to see me as like, so there's a lot of good drivers out there, and I don't, maybe people consider me as one also, but I want to be like, oh my God, that's Kennedy Swan. I know she's a good driver, and I might be considered that now, but I want my name to get out there even farther, and I want to get even better and improve, and I want to become a really good female race driver.
Kennedy, thanks a lot for talking to me. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kennedy Swan, a 14-year-old Midwest mod race car driver from Chippewa Falls. She currently ranks in second place out of 130 rookie Wissota Midwest mod racers from around the country.